This is VOA News. I'm Alexis Strope. U.S. President Joe Biden signed a new security agreement with Ukraine on Thursday to pledge America's long-term support to the country during his meeting with leaders of the Group of Seven Democracies in Italy. Reuters correspondent Alex Cohen reports.
The deal signed on the sidelines of the G7 summit in Italy aims to commit future U.S. administrations to support Ukraine, even if former President Donald Trump wins November's election, officials said.
Our goal is to strengthen Ukraine's credible defense and deterrence capabilities for the long term.
This is an agreement on steps to guarantee sustainable peace, and therefore it benefits everyone in the world because the Russian war against Ukraine is a real global threat.
The agreement indicates the U.S. will provide weapons and ammunition and intelligence sharing and is meant to be a step toward Ukraine's eventual NATO membership.
Reuters correspondent Alex Cohen. Officials say U.S. reporter Evan Gershkovich, jailed in Russia on espionage charges, is set to stand trial. AP correspondent Karen Shemis has more.
The Wall Street Journal reporter has been in a Russian prison accused of espionage. Authorities say he'll stand trial in the Ural mountain city of Yekaterinburg. The prosecutor general's office said Gershkovich is accused of gathering secret information on orders from the CIA about a facility that produces and repairs military equipment. This is the first time details of the accusations against him have been revealed. If convicted, Gershkovich faces up to 20 years in prison. I'm Karen Chamas.
For pictures, videos, stories, and more, follow Voice of America on X, Facebook, Instagram, and YouTube. And for additional stories, visit our website, voanews.com. This is VOA News. United Nations and aid groups are trying to determine if famine should be officially declared in war-ravaged Sudan. Since April last year, the Sudanese army has been fighting the paramilitary rapid support forces, and now 750,000 people will be suffering catastrophic food shortages in the coming months. Reuters correspondent David Doyle reports.
On Wednesday, WHO Director General Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus said 12 million people have been displaced in what is the world's largest humanitarian crisis.
People are dying from a lack of access to essential services and medicines.
The latest projection by the Integrated Food Security Phase Classification, or IPC, states that between June and September, an estimated 756,000 people will be in Phase 5 catastrophe. That means the country has not yet reached famine, but is still considered a major crisis. In areas formally designated as Phase 5 famine, more than 2 people per 10,000 are dying daily.
David Doyle from Reuters. The U.S. says the Iranian-backed Houthis launched 2 anti-ship cruise missiles and struck a commercial ship in the Gulf of Aden off Yemen, setting it on fire and severely injuring 1 civilian mariner. U.S. Central Command says the MV Verbena was still ablaze and the mariner was flown by a U.S. helicopter based on the USS Philippine Sea to another nearby ship for medical treatment. Central Command says the Verbena is the Palawan-flagged, Ukrainian-owned and Polish-operated bulk cargo carrier that was on its way to Italy carrying wood. The Houthis did not immediately acknowledge Thursday's attack. They've been attacking ships since November during the Israel-Hamas war in the Gaza Strip. Former President Donald Trump has made a festive return to Capitol Hill in his first appearance since the Capitol riot. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Meghani reports.
There were cheers and cake for his birthday tomorrow, and in a remarkable moment, a fist bump with Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell, Trump's most prominent GOP critic.
There's tremendous unity in the Republican Party.
Trump spent about an hour with Senate Republicans after a similar session with the House GOP.
President Trump brought an extraordinary amount of energy and excitement and enthusiasm this morning.
The aim was to talk issues and take questions. And, Johnson says, prepare for a GOP takeover of the White House and Congress.
He's excited. We're excited. We really think this will happen.
Sagar Meghani, Washington.
Heavy rains lashed much of Chile, damaging homes, flooding roads, knocking out power, and causing mudslides that have swept through residential areas. Storms have drenched the center and south Chile throughout the week, displacing people and closing schools. More than 2,000 homes have been damaged, and 60,000 have lost power. For additional stories, visit our website, voanews.com. I'm Alexis Strope, VOA News.